You know, Janet's my middle name.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your?
Betsida.
Betsida? That's a great name.
That's why when I got my real estate license, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, is it okay if I use my middle name? I wanted her permission.
Hey, that's very nice of you to get.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Thank you. Before I married my husband, I was Betsida Janet Rodriguez Lopez, and now I'm Janet Sirk.
Wow.
Got it. You ready?
Yep.
This is the Doers. This is the Doers Podcast.
Do it.
I love that you're doing that.
I do what I do.
Conversations with creators,
innovators,
and entrepreneurs from Lancaster and the Central Pennsylvania region.
These are the people who make Central PA a great place
to live, work, and play.
Start again.
I'm Jason Mundock. Today on the program, it's Janet Sirk, also known as your Lancaster real estate agent. Janet has been working in the real estate industry since the early 2000s when she and her husband Chuck got into real estate investing. Shortly thereafter, Janet became a certified real estate agent, and in 2012, they moved to Lancaster where they planted firm roots.
Lancaster's my home, and I'm just so happy, and that's why I'm so passionate about the people here and the community and everything like that. It's like, yes.
And Janet takes her love for the Lancaster community very seriously. Along with promoting her real estate business using the latest technology and social media platforms, Janet also shares a video series on her YouTube channel where she interviews local business owners talking about their own work in the community. She's also the host of two free Rockstar Connect networking events each month, one at Altana in downtown Lancaster and one in Lititz at Per Diem on the Rock Lititz campus. And she works with Lancaster's Latin American Cultural Center that promotes the richness of the Latin American cultural heritage through events and programs here in Lancaster. But that's not all. Janet brings a fresh and innovative approach to buying and selling real estate, something she's extremely passionate about.
I want to definitely streamline the process for my clients so that way it makes it easy for them. They're well informed in every step of the process with added benefits like saving time. And that's where my virtual reality house hunting program comes into play.
Coming up, you can learn all about that program and all the cool stuff Janet's doing to bring new energy to an old industry and the way she's giving back to her adopted hometown of Lancaster.
Cool, awesome. This is the Doers Podcast.
Brought to you by The Candy Factory.
Co-working in Lancaster.
I'm in all things real estate.
All things?
All things real estate. What I do is I like to focus on helping sellers sell their house, getting top dollar.
More so than buying?
I'm good with buying. It's just, as real estate agents, they're told to just focus on sellers.
Is that right?
It's so much easier once you get that for sale sign on the front, then you get buyers calling you, and then it's just the way it works.
So I know that real estate agents do both. So,
yes.
But you're saying that you're encouraged, or selling is the easier side of the transaction?
Yes.
I'm going to have to see, full disclaimer, you represented me this summer.
That is correct.
In purchasing a house.
Believe me, you guys are awesome.
But thanks. But I'll have to call you when I sell it.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to help.
How many times does that happen? How many times do you sell the house you helped buy? It has to happen.
Well, remember, I'm not born and raised here in Lancaster.
Where are you from?
I didn't stay in one place too long. My dad was in the Army, so I'm an Army brat. I was born and raised in Germany for a while.
Wow.
Moved all over.
You were born in Germany?
I was.
Okay.
I lived there for about 10 years. Long story short, ended up moving here to Lancaster County about 7 years ago now.
Okay.
And
okay, so maybe, yeah, you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't have that time.
Not yet.
Right.
Are you sticking around?
Absolutely.
There you go.
It feels so good to say I'm never moving again. Lancaster's my home, and I'm just so happy, and that's why I'm so passionate about the people here and the community and everything like that. It's like, yes.
Well, it definitely shows.
Thank you.
And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because, you know, in participating in this process, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've purchased three homes in my life, and so I'm not really in touch with how it works. You know, it was almost 20 years ago the first time I went through this process.
And it changes.
Of course it does. But you seem to have a really innovative approach to how you're presenting yourself, promoting yourself, using social media and that sort of thing. I'd like to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And then also the actual process of engaging with your client. I thought it was very refreshing, And I thought it was a great experience. And so I want to talk to you about how you're differentiating yourself there. Let's talk first about the promotion side. What do you, you know, is this a strategic move? Like, are you looking at the world, you know, of promotion and saying, I'm going to do it a little differently?
Well, here's the thing. When you're in real estate, they really encourage you, you know, the cold calling and the door knocking and working in that business, which is great. When I first moved here to Lancaster, I didn't know anyone. So it's not like I can get referrals.
Right.
Right. So I'm starting from like nothing. And so I have to really, I was doing those cold calls and the door knocking and everything like that, which is a great skill to learn and have when it comes to sales and closing the deal. But I was getting burned out. I really was. I was working hard and things would fall through. And it was just working harder, not smarter.
Right, right, right.
And that's when I was like, you know what? I need to switch things up a little bit. So that's how it started.
What's like a favorite example of yours of something that you thought of? You were like, I'm going to try this and it worked.
The latest thing, my favorite thing. Did you see my Old Town Road parody video?
Yes, I did.
That was an idea that came to me. I was in bed hanging out and I was like, this would be fun. Sometimes I get good ideas and I don't do it. And I was like, this is an idea I'm going to do. And I'm going to start doing all my ideas that I love, right? So there's a famous song called Old Town Road. The only reason why I knew this song was because of my son. He would sing it.
Got it. Yep.
So it's really popular amongst the youngsters. And I was thinking it would be fun to make a parody of this and just switch the words a little bit about my real estate business and my real estate life.
And you just, knocked it out.
Knocked it out.
Well, I'm impressed by that because, you know, that's making a good video, compelling video. It's not that is not easy generally.
Writing the words was easy. And then I just had an idea where I'll just have a couple of different backgrounds, a couple of different outfits, sing the song and just go for
it. Knock it out. Well, I'll link to it in the show notes for sure. So people can go and check it out. But
that was fun.
And what's the result of that? Like, how does that then translate into what you do?
It really sets you apart. And it's really about getting attention. Hey, I'm Janet Sirk. Remember, I'm a real estate agent.
And are you seeing those results like measurably?
I mean, it was watched, I don't even know what the number is right now, but it was over 3,000 views, shared 35 times. And the people that shared it, it was incredible feedback that I received from that.
Yeah.
You know, what they would say about, hey, if your real estate agent's not passionate about this or whatever, you need to get yourself another agent. It was just little, you know, remarks like that. That was kind of cool.
That feels like a real differentiator in an industry that maybe is a little less known to be a little less just sort of fun and organic. Tell me about the general real estate culture, like the industry itself.
I started in real estate as a real estate investor. That's how it all started. My husband and I would buy, fix, and sell properties.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, this is kind of fun. So let me get my license. So I got my license back in 2005.
Oh.
And so I've been a full-time agent ever since. And when I got into the business, I was a young female. And I felt like because of that, I needed to be super stiff.
Kind of take the professionalism to
another
level.
I was super professional.
Right.
I was just trying to overcompensate my age, right? So I'm like, I'm going to do a super great job and super professional and super stiff.
When you got into it then, what was your goal? Were you like, let me just do the very best I can and kind of fit into that culture? Or did you immediately pull away?
Yeah, you do what everyone else does.
Sure.
Building relationships, that's nothing
that's
new.
That's just natural.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, that's just part of
it. Right, networking and stuff like that. But cold calling and door knocking, that's what they really want you to do. I was really getting burned out and I wanted to instead build those relationships, be a part of the community and help any way I can, as well as doing videos. I mean, you should see my old YouTube channel. It's hilarious.
Why haven't I seen your old YouTube channel?
I was trying to talk about real estate, trying to give good tips like, okay, these are the 10 things you need to do before you put your house up for sale. And we didn't know how to edit video, so I had to get it perfect in the one straight shot. I was super stiff. I was just like, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
No, absolutely.
This is the Doers Podcast.
Visit us online at coworkinginlancaster.com.
Home of the Candy Factory, a co-working space in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Your process was really cool to go through because you did this thing with the 360 camera.
Yes.
When we were working together and where you came into the house and took a video of the entire house using a 360 camera that we could then refer back to and really, you know, move it around ourselves and zoom around and really get a feel for what this house looked like when we couldn't be in it.
Right.
Tell me about that, and tell me about some of the techniques that you've adopted using technology and using, more innovative thinking on how to make the client experience better.
Right. I want to definitely streamline the process for my clients so that way it makes it easy for them. They're well informed in every step of the process with added benefits like saving time. And that's where my virtual reality house hunting program comes into play. So yeah, there's a lot of times where I would show a buyer a house and they say, wow, this is nothing like what the photos look like, right? Because the photos make the room look bigger.
Absolutely.
They didn't realize there was a graveyard across the street, right? They just wasted their time coming to that house. So yeah, that's my virtual reality house hunting program is something that I offer where if there's five houses you want to look at, no problem. While you're busy working, I'll go to those five houses for you with my 360 camera. I start from the street so you understand what the neighborhood looks like. And then I walk in and I go to one room and I stop to give you time to look around. And I'm there talking to you so you understand what the dimensions of the home is like, what the condition is like. The only thing you can't do is smell the house, right?
So, right.
But I'm there talking to you and I'm telling you, hey, it smells like fresh paint or it smells like cat.
Right.
So yeah, I'm glad you liked that.
I found it to be really helpful.
Good.
To refer back to it, mm-hmm. to have that as a resource when you're thinking about wall colors or you're thinking about what furniture could go in what room and whether or not this is actually going to work. To be able to go back, zoom up to that spot in the video, pause it, spin it around, take a look at the whole, the real 360 degrees of a room.
Right.
Really fascinating. And it
Very
was a
cool.
great experience.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, I love it. I even had a buyer put an offer on a house looking at the video.
Just straight up looking at the VR.
Never stepped inside the house.
Wow.
Just looked at the video. So when they did come to the house for the first time, at the home inspection,
right?
I did ask them, what was it like? And they said, yeah, little to no difference. They knew exactly what they were getting. So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the inspector was super surprised that they were never at the
house. They never actually walked in. Probably not common.
No. I started offering this about 3 years ago. But I do provide virtual reality goggles for my clients to keep. If they want to use it that way, you can just use it, you know, your phone, or you can stick it in the goggles.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Doers Podcast, conversations with
creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs
from all around Central Pennsylvania.
I'm Jason Mundock, talking today to Janet Sirik, a real estate agent who is taking full advantage of the DIY publishing tools available on the internet through social media and technology and out-of-the-box thinking to provide an innovative experience for her clients. But Janet doesn't stop with promoting her own business. She's also always looking for ways to give back to the community she loves.
Let me help out the businesses in the area. Let's feature them. And so that's what I started doing. I started connecting with business owners and wanted to feature them about what they do and the best ways to reach out to them and who their ideal client is and how they got started. And that was a lot of fun. And people really appreciated that. And what do? They share it to their friends on Facebook. So now other people are knowing me as Janet Sirik, your Lancaster real estate agent.
Got it.
So that's how it starts.
And so rather than just focusing on this dry how to sell your house in five steps or whatever kind of video, it's more about two things. Really what I see is the give back to the community. And then it's about the this is me. You get to profile your own personality in these videos.
Right.
Tell me about how that has translated into a better experience for you and your business.
Once I started doing this, I'm having people come up to me and say, hey, I would love for you to feature my business. So I get to connect with more people. Before we do a video, I like to connect over coffee.
Sure.
Right. And then on top of that, then my husband and I started hosting a networking event.
Yeah. I want to get into that.
So I'm really out there, right? So
yeah, you are putting yourself out, into the community.
And, I was having fun. I was having fun building relationships and featuring businesses and growing that way. And
have you noticed a nice increase in traffic and an increase in calls and an increase in business overall?
Absolutely, but it wasn't right away. Oh. You have to be consistent. You have to be patient. It took a while. For a while there, I was like, what am I doing? But you just stick with it. And I'm seeing the seeds that were planted being...
Yeah, right. Coming to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is just the beginning.
Oh, boy. I'm excited.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming up.
Let's talk about the networking group that that you and Chuck started.
Yeah.
And take me back to the beginning of that, and you know, where did the idea come from, and how has that blossomed over the years?
Well, a couple of years ago, we met the founder of Rockstar Connect. What he does is he helps people host their own networking event nationwide.
Gotcha.
And which is amazing because they do a lot of the back office work where they would post it for you, and they will contact the space that you want to be in and handle all of that.
Wow.
And so it's amazing. So when we learned about this, we're like, you know what? This is wonderful. Let's do this. Let's give back to the community, give them a free place to be able to connect and network. That's not like a BNI or, you know, a chamber or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just...
No, of course.
I mean, we go there too.
But it's just it's an alternative.
Absolutely. And it's such a different vibe.
Yeah.
Different energy. It's a lot of fun. And what ended up happening, which was surprising, was all of a sudden I'm looked up to as a leader. And what was even more fun is now I'm a big connector.
Right.
So I love it when people come up to me and be like, hey, do you know a good bookkeeper, or do you know whatever? And it's just amazing to be able to connect people.
Right. Together. You're starting to, you're the glue now in that community.
I love it.
How long ago did you start the Rockstar Connect?
Started a couple of years ago, and then went to Catalina's for a little bit. And then I really wanted to be at Altona.
Okay.
And that my dream came true. So we're now there. It's amazing. And we loved it so much. We decided, you know what? Let's do another one, but in Lititz. So now we do two networking events every month, one in Lancaster and one in Lititz over at the
Rock
Lititz Hotel, yeah. Per diem.
Yeah, that's great.
Really cool. And what's funny is that has a different vibe too. Different energy. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you sort of have to just put these things in place and then let them find the culture that wraps around that group, mm-hmm. that comes, and then the space. It's all influential in the way it feels.
You're listening to the Doers Podcast, brought to you by The Candy Factory,
a co-working space in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Visit us online
at coworkinginlancaster.com.
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 I want to talk about coming to Lancaster.
Yeah.
If that's okay. So we were in Chambersburg. My husband grew up in New Holland, so we would come visit Lancaster County,
right.
for like the holidays, mm-hmm. right? Because his parents still live in the county. And I said, you know what? Let's, now that you don't have that job anymore and we're in Chambersburg, let's get out of here. Let's move to Lancaster. Best move ever. Super happy. About 7 years ago. Now I feel like I have a place I can call my home. And have you ever seen that show? Oh, you probably haven't seen the show, but there's a show called Gilmore Girls.
I have not.
Okay. And
I have daughters who have seen all of it.
I was obsessed. And so it's a cute show because they're from this like small town. Everyone knows everyone. There's like quirky personalities. She's running this inn, and it's just like, I love the family feel of the community that they showed in that show. And I've never had that. I was an army rat. Like, right. I moved everywhere. I never had that. And to finally find a place to call my home, that's why I'm all so excited about meeting people and being a part of the community and just, but it's just, that's why I'm passionate and bouncing it all around and wanting to help people and connecting with people and at the same time having fun marketing my business as a real estate agent.
You're involved with LAC, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me about integrating into LAC.
Okay. Well, basically I met a beautiful friend of mine, Annie Diaz, and she is the president of the Latin American Cultural Center.
Right.
And we connected. She runs this awesome Latin fest every year. It's called the Latin Music Fest. And she asked if I would be in the committee. And so that's how it worked out. And then...
How long after you moved to Lancaster did you and Annie hook up? Because she's a real mover and shaker.
Yes, she is. She's amazing. When did I meet Annie? I met her about 3 years ago. So that's how I got involved with LAC. Well, the Latin Music Fest. And she's always got something going on. And she's like, Janet, you're going to be doing this with me. And I'm like, okay, girl, let's do it. Whatever it is, I'm with her.
What kind of impact do you feel that that organization has had on the community at large?
Well, here's the thing. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm 100% Puerto Rican. And when I first moved to Lancaster, I had no idea the amount of Puerto Ricans that we had here. So that was a huge surprise for me. I was like, what? Why? I don't understand. This is amazing. And so I don't have to miss my mom's cooking anymore because there's great restaurants around here, right? And so to be involved in the Puerto Rican culture here, it's just really nice to have. It feels like home.
Yeah.
You know?
This is Jason Mundock talking with Janet Sirk, a Lancaster real estate agent who takes advantage of the latest tools and technology to bring a fresh approach to promoting her business and serving her clients.
You must see some pretty interesting stuff. Do you have a story, or do you have like a most surprising, interesting situation when you've walked into a house? I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just playing. But it's just fascinating to me that, you know, the industry.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Tell me like one of the more interesting houses you've walked into, either as the buyer's agent or as someone who was asked to maybe sell a house.
Listen, real estate agents have a lot of horror stories when it comes to houses. I mean, thank goodness this didn't happen to me, but there's been agents where they come out and they're covered in fleas, right?
Oh,
isn't
God.
That awful?
Yes, that's awful.
Thank goodness that never happened to me. Knock on wood. I did walk into a house that I knew was vacant because it was my own listing and I was showing a buyer this house. And little did I know, there had like a teenager that was a part of the family in a sleeping bag with his girlfriend in another room.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can imagine what that was like.
You had the buyers with you?
I had the buyers with me. We walked in and then we opened the door and boom.
There it was.
Yeah, that was interesting. What else? I mean, I had a cat attack me one time. Yeah.
Just one? I'm surprised.
One cat attacked me. Do have an open house story, though.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me.
I had a listing that was my friend's house. Okay. So I've been to this house many, many times. Mm-hmm. We hung out, whatever. And it was a slow day. No one was coming to my open house. And so I decided, you know what, let me just turn on the TV.
Sure.
This was years ago. So this was at the time where like everyone had like a million remotes. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Before you could program one remote to do it all.
Right. There was like a million remotes and like I just figured out how to turn on the TV, but I didn't know how to change the channel. So I was like, oh, I'll just leave it on there, whatever. And it was like, it was Robin Hood. The movie Robin Hood was playing. Mm-hmm. So I was hanging out on the couch or whatever. And then someone comes in. I'm like, okay, cool. So I hop up and I'm talking to them. And then we go in the kitchen, you know, and I'm talking to this potential buyer. And he's looking past me towards the television. And he's like, is that naked people riding bicycles? And I was like, what? I turn around and it's like a nudist colony, like walking around and doing stuff. And I was like, I swear. And I'm trying to turn off the television
but
while I was talking to him. I swear I was watching Robin Hood and I was trying to turn it off and I couldn't figure it out. It's so embarrassing. Yeah. So I learned not to make myself at home during an open house.
Right. Just sit quietly. They'll come.
Yeah.
This has been a ton of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk about your innovative ideas and the way you're approaching your business. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
The Doers Podcast is produced by Jason Mundock at The Candy Factory,
a co-working space located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Find links and show notes for this podcast and all of our episodes online
at The Candy Factory website,
coworkinginlancaster.com.
Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And keep on doing.
Keep on doing.
Keep on doing.
What you love to do.
This is going to be such a success.
Hey friends, Jason Mundock here. All of the voices in our intro and outro are actually Candy Factory members.
Wait, what?
It's a great community, and yes, we have a good time because, frankly, work doesn't have to suck. And we all know that working alone does suck. So if you're a freelancer, entrepreneur, remote worker, or even a student here in Central PA, check out coworkinginlancaster.com and consider joining us at the Candy Factory, an awesome co-working space in Lancaster. Starting at just $50 a month.
Oh, yeah.
That's for a community membership. You can meet other doers in a super creative and collaborative space, tap into business resources to help you get your job done efficiently, and learn all kinds of new and inspiring stuff through our network of really smart people, i.e., our members and guests. We even have a podcast club for members who want to make their own.
Wink, wink.
There's a membership level for everyone, so don't hesitate. Check it all out at coworkinginlancaster.com. Do it.
Do it.